ズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Naomi desu.
Peter here, Beginner Series Season 5, Lesson 4. I could use some help. Shopping in Japan.
Konnichiwa. Welcome to JapanesePod101.com.
Where we study modern Japanese in a fun and educational format. So brush up on the Japanese that you started learning long ago.
Or start learning today.
In this lesson, you'll learn some useful phrases and expressions for shopping.
So desu. 買い物の会話です.
This is a conversation that takes place while shopping.This conversation takes place at
花屋
a flower shop. The conversation is between
春屋さんと店員さん
春屋 and a store worker. In this case, a worker at a florist.
春屋さんは花が欲しいです
春屋 wants to buy flowers. What's the formality level of the conversation?
丁寧
Formal Japanese.
Listeners, I have a question.
A question?
Yes.I want to know when was the last time you commented.
Ah, great question, Naomi-sensei.
Stop by JapanesePod101.com, leave us a comment, or just say hi.
Okay, you heard the orders. Naomi-sensei said stop by, so お願いします。
お願いします。
Let's listen to the conversation.
いらっしゃいませ。
病院に花を持って行きたいんですが。
お見舞いですか？
ええ、妻に男の子を産んだんです。
おめでとうございます。
で、明るい色の花束が欲しいんですけど。
そうですか。今人気があるお花はチューリップとバラです。
バラはちょっと…じゃあその黄色いチューリップを10本ください。
このオレンジ色のも人気がありますよ。
じゃあ黄色いのとオレンジ色のを10本ずつください。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
いらっしゃいませ。
病院に花を持って行きたいんですが。
お見舞いですか？
ええ、妻に男の子を産んだんです。
おめでとうございます。
で、明るい色の花束が欲しいんですけど。
そうですか。今、人気があるお花は、チューリップとバラです。
バラはちょっと。じゃあ、その黄色いチューリップを10本ください。
この、オレンジ色のも人気がありますよ。
じゃあ、黄色いのとオレンジ色のを10本ずつください。
今度は英語が入ります。
いらっしゃいませ。
Welcome.
病院に花を持って行きたいんですが。
I want some flowers to take to the hospital.
お見舞いですか?
Are you paying a visit to someone in the hospital?
ええ、妻に。
Yes, my wife.
男の子を産んだんです。
She's just had a baby boy.
おめでとうございます。
Congratulations.
で、明るい色の花束が欲しいんですけど。
So I want a brightly colored bouquet.
そうですか。
I see.
今人気があるお花は、チューリップとバラです。
The flowers popular at the moment are tulips and roses.
バラはちょっと。
I don't know about roses.
じゃあ、その黄色いチューリップを10本ください。
Okay, I'll take 10 of those yellow tulips, please.
このオレンジ色のも人気がありますよ。
These orange ones are also popular.
じゃあ、黄色いのとオレンジ色のを10本ずつください。
Alright, then 10 each of the yellow and the orange ones, please.
So, Haruya has a baby boy.
そうみたいですね。Looks like it.Because he said, 男の子を産んだんです。
She's just had a baby boy. Now there's no subject in the sentence. It was dropped since it was clear that the person who delivered the baby boy was the wife.
そうですね。The full sentence would be, 僕の妻は男の子を産んだんです。
My wife delivered a baby boy.、
うん、
And for those of you with the Japanese wives, be careful not to say, 奥さん。
ああ、そうですね。
That's for someone else's wife.
Yeah.But in a very casual conversation with your close friends, I'd say it's okay to use 奥さん.
Do you have a Japanese wife?
No.
Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. First word.
お見舞い.
Calling on someone who is ill.
お見舞い. お見舞い.
Next.
産む.
To give birth. To bear.
産む. 産む.
Next.
人気
Popular.
人気人気
Next.
黄色い
Yellow.
黄色い黄色い
Next.
バラ
Rose or roses.
バラバラ
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first word we're going to look at?
本.
Now, 本 is a counter for long, slender objects. When 本 is attached to a number, it works as a counter for long, slender objects, such as pens, bottles,、
mm.
flowers. What else, Naomi-sensei?
Carrots, fingers, legs, hair, bones. As long as it's long and slender, you can use that.
And this is a very high-frequency measure word.
そうですね. Also, there are some sound changes for 本. By that, I mean, 本 becomes bon or pon, depending on the number that comes before it.
Now, there's a chart in the lesson notes that tells you the sound changes, so please check that out. And Naomi-sensei, how to ask for something using an amount was covered in Newbie Series Season 3, Lesson 5, right?
Mm, そうですね.
But let's go over it one time quickly here.
はい. In the dialogue, Haruya said, チューリップを10本ください.
I'll take 10 tulips, please. 10本. With the pause in there, means 10 long, slender objects. In this case, the long, slender objects are?
Tulip.
The tulips.
If you say, tulip をください, it means?
I'll take tulips.
When you want to mention the amount, you have to insert it right before ください. Tulip を10本ください.
I'll take 10 tulips, please. Now, did you notice the amount? 10本. Was inserted between the particle o and kudasai. Chūrippu wo jūppon kudasai.
If you want to ask for 100 roses, that would be...
Well, how would we say 100 long slender objects?
Hyappon.
So that would be... Bara wo hyappon kudasai.
そうです.
All right, what's the next word we'll cover?
色.
Color. In this lesson's dialogue, we have two colors, which are...
黄色.
Yellow and?
Orange 色.
Orange color. Orange. Now, Naomi-sensei.
はい.
There's a Japanese word for orange, right?
Ah, hi, hi, hi.
And that word is dai-dai 色.
そう、すごいね。dai-dai 色なんだよね。
So, do people still use dai-dai 色? I guess it's the original Japanese word for orange, right?
そうそうそう、yeah. Some people do, like people of my grandma's generation, but...I think orange 色 is more common now.
Yeah, I've rarely heard dai dai 色.
そうね. But it's really easy to remember dai dai 色.
Like actually dyeing the thing a color.
Mm.
Dye it.
Ah, なるほどね.
Naomi-sensei, were you thinking the other one?
Mm? Let's look at the next word.
Okay, popular.
人気. This word is often used with the verb ある. Like, 人気が ある。
人気 popular. ある exist. So, 人気がある literally means popular exists.
そうですね。The sentence pattern is something or someone は人気がある。For example, 日本のアニメは人気がある。
Japanese anime is popular. Or, Naomi-sensei は人気がある。Naomi-sensei is popular.
Apple polisher.
A what? Apple polisher?
Apple polishing.
Are you trying to say I'm saying oseiji?
そうですね。
Like I'm just being nice to you when I don't really mean it?
You're trying to flatter me. That's what I meant.
うまくいっていますか? Is it working?
まあまあ。
Okay, on to the grammar section. In this lesson, you learn some useful phrases for shopping, reviewing the usage of the phrase
んだ。
In the previous lesson, you learned that
んだ。
And it's formal
んです。
Very passionate there. are used for giving and asking for an explanation.
In shopping situations, customers often end their sentences with んです。んですが。Or んですけど when telling the shop clerk what they want.
けど and が are conjunctions meaning but, right?
そうですね、right.
But using んです before it, the customer is basically explaining why they need help. And sometimes the rest of the sentence is left off if what the speaker is asking for is already clear from context. So let's look at the sentence from the dialogue.
Haruya said,明るい色の花束が欲しいんですけど。
I want a brightly colored bouquet, but... So notice how Haruya didn't finish the sentence.
Because it was obvious that he was asking for a bouquet.
Naomi-sensei, what would the full sentence be if you were to finish the sentence?
Well, it would be something like, 花束が欲しいんですけど、作ってください。
Again, the first sentence is, I want a bouquet of flowers, and then we have, 作ってください, which means, please make one.
Yeah, or, 花束が欲しいんですけど、いい花はどれですか?
Or, I want a bouquet of flowers, いい花はどれですか? So, which flowers do you recommend?
Both sentences are correct, but it sounds more natural if you finish the sentence at けど or が。花束が欲しいんですけど or 花束が欲しいんですが。
And again, in Japanese, a lot of things are inferred. So, you know, the rest is inferred from the situation. The customer's there at the flower shop wanting flowers. The rest you can figure out if you're the clerk.
はい。
So, Naomi-sensei, if you want a yellow shirt, you would say?
黄色いシャツが欲しいんですが。
If you're looking for a cheap cell phone.
Cheap is 安い and cell phone is 携帯電話。So, 安い携帯電話が欲しいんですが。Or you can also say 探している looking for. For example, 安い携帯電話を探しているんですが。
So it's kind of like I'm looking for a cheap cell phone. So could you show me what you have?
Right. So the formation here is item you want plus が欲しいんですが or item you want plus を探しているんですが。
I want something something.Or, I'm looking for something something. The phrases, んですか or んですけど are often used as a prelude to a question or invitation.
Prelude. Nice word. So, this んですけど or んですが comes in handy when you want to make a request, but don't want to sound too pushy. For example, 休みが欲しいんですけど
So, I want to take a day off.So, please approve it.
そうですね。
So here, this person wants permission from their boss.
Right. んですけど。Basically, you leave off the rest of the sentence and let the listener guess what they are expected to do.
Naomi-sensei, you know, through teaching this, I actually have a chance to kind of step back and really kind of review what I've learned and what I've absorbed through my time here in Japan and things like this. And after going through this lesson right now, I kind of realized that this...んですけど or んですか is when you are requesting something, but you need some kind of advice or some kind of recommendation or some kind of cooperation from the listening party.
Right, cooperation.
It's the cooperation from the person you're requesting something from that makes this structure unique. So you need the boss's cooperation to get your day off. Because no matter what kind of good reason you have, he still has to do something by approving it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay, some of our listeners already know about the most powerful tool on JapanesePod101.com.
Line by line audio.
Now, this is the perfect tool for rapidly improving listening comprehension.
By listening to lines of the conversation again and again.
Listen until every word and syllable becomes clear. Basically, we break down the dialogue into comprehensible bite-sized sentences.
You can try the line-by-line audio in the Premium Learning Center at JapanesePod101.com.
では、このレッスンはこの辺で。じゃあまた。
See you next lesson.
いらっしゃいませ。
病院に花を持って行きたいんですが。
お見舞いですか？
ええ、妻に男の子を産んだんです。
おめでとうございます。
で、明るい色の花束が欲しいんですけど。
そうですか。今人気があるお花はチューリップとバラです。
バラはちょっと。じゃあその黄色いチューリップを10本ください。
このオレンジ色のも人気がありますよ。
じゃあ黄色いのとオレンジ色のを10本ずつください。